are listening to the STC Foundations podcast. This year, as part of our GROW project, we're focusing on the four Gospels, an opportunity Monday to Friday to worship and pray as we reflect on a thought from the Bible.
Monday the 22nd of July. Hi everyone, welcome to another week of Foundations podcasts. It's Mick here, and with my wife Tricia, we have the privilege of leading this amazing church, STC Sheffield. Since last September, our podcasts have focused on the story of Jesus, found in the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. And we do so hope, as a staff team, that you find these Monday to Friday Bible reflections helpful as you live out the Jesus life. Next week, we begin our six-week summer season with Foundations Reboot. That's six selected podcasts from the last 12 months. And as a springboard into these summer weeks, something a little different this week, as we turn our full attention to Jesus. And each day's Bible reading and reflection will help us to focus once again on our relationship with the Lord and allow him to speak a fresh word into our lives. If you're looking for the podcast on the last two chapters of John, which we should be at, well, I offered these reflections on those two chapters in the first week in May this year. So just scroll back in our podcast archive and there they are. Well, it's Monday, and our Bible passage today is Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2, and these are from the Message Bible. It says this: "Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how he did it. He never lost sight of where he was headed, that exhilarating finish in and with God, and he could put up with anything along the way, cross, shame, whatever. And now he's there in the place of honour, right alongside God. And when you find yourselves flagging in your faith, go over that story again, item by item, that long litany of hostility he ploughed through. And that will shoot adrenaline into your souls." So the focus today as we begin our week is look to Jesus every day. Many years ago, when we were exploring the Christian faith, Tricia and I were taken to church by our friends. Always a good thing to do, invite friends to church. More of this later in the week. We'll always be grateful to our friends for taking us to church. I suppose we were a little tense, wondering what to expect. We'd never been in church really before. And they certainly must have been a little apprehensive. But because of them, we met with Jesus, and the rest, as they say, is history. I remember a song we sang in those first visits to their church, and I recall even now humming that tune and singing the words quietly to myself over the next weeks after our visit to their church. Those of you listening who are a certain age may know the song. The words go like this: "Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace." An old song perhaps, but a truth that is eternal. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look to him. Actually, I watched a video this week of several thousand, mainly young people, at a Hillsong Church conference. And for those who don't know, Hillsong Church began and was birthed in Australia, but is now a global movement. It's an amazing church movement. And these people were encountering Jesus as they sang, yes, "Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face." It really was so moving to see this song that Tricia and I sang so many years ago, led by a chap on a pipe organ, inspiring and blessing now a new generation of disciples as an amazing band led them in worship. It was wonderful. Tricia and I have three wonderful children who have been and still are an amazing blessing to us. They are all now married to the best ever partners you could hope for. And we have five fantastic grandchildren, aged from 9 years to 7 months. In descending order, Josiah, Annabelle, Abigail, Ivy and Nathaniel. So, lots of love from Granny and Grandad. One of the best things about grandchildren, and there are many, many great things about grandchildren, well, it's their birthdays. because there's an abundance of parties and balloons and cakes. I love cake. Wrapping paper and Lego, usually. And as we celebrate with them, the Lord always reminds me on these occasions, again, of the truth of the scripture. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. You see, as Trisha and I have looked to Jesus over these many years of following him, he has provided all we have needed for us, for our children, now for their partners and for our grandchildren. And as we have kept our eyes on him every day in prayer, reading the Bible, being in church community, bringing our worship and service, we have truly experienced the reality of his wonderful promise that as we focus our lives on him, his words and his ways, as we look to him every day, we will receive his guidance, provision, love and grace. You see, it has been for us, and still is, the best and the only way to live. Here's a prayer for the day. Lord Jesus, this day I choose to look to you for all I need, for myself, my family and all those I love. This day I choose to serve you. And after the worship song, I will offer you my simple prayers for today, Lord. Jesus, this day I choose to look to you. Amen.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest nights, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you God, oh, I will sing of the good. goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.